For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood. With the coming of warm weather, more people are getting outdoors in South Carolina, which is a great thing. Unless you're bitten by a snake. According to the Palmetto Poison Center, the number of calls it has received about snake bites has increased in the past 2 years to about 200 per year. Poison Center Director Dr. Jill Michaels said the first calls are predictable. They come with the spring and last till the fall.
In our snake bite season for our calls generally run between March and November. And pretty much starting June through September, we almost average a snake bite every day.
South Carolina has a lot of snakes, but Michaels said it doesn't mean every doctor working in an emergency room has dealt with a snake bite. So a lot of the calls the Poison Center gets are actually from doctors seeking the center's treatment advice.
We had a snake bite years ago. It was a really bad snake bite. I remember the physician's name. He called 2 weeks later with another snake bite. I said, I remember your last case. And he said, yes, I've been a physician for 20 years, and it's my second snake bite I've dealt with. Certainly the emergency department physicians see him a lot more. It doesn't mean the other family physicians have seen them.
Naturalist Jim Knight said a good way to avoid snake bite is to keep your eyes open and wear the proper clothing when you're going to be outdoors, especially in wild country.
Wear a decent pair of shoes. High-top boots preferably. Hiking boots are all right. Wear flopping pant legs, long pants. Don't wear Bermuda shorts out in the bush. Pay attention to what's on the trail. A lot of the people that I've watched walk past some of these snakes would never have seen them until they literally stepped on them. And that's what gets people bitten.
But not everyone who is bitten, even by a venomous snake, will suffer ill effects from the bite, said Michaels.
We have what are called dry bites, where you're not their prey. So it's more a scare kind of tactic for the snake. So you may just get the fang marks and little, if any, venom. Or they don't put their whole venom load into the bite when they bite you. So it can depend on how much venom is injected into the body when they bite you.
Luckily, the incidence of dry bites is fairly high, said Knight. But even if there is poison injected, it isn't always serious.
30% of the venomous snake bites in this country amount to no more than a dry bite. Apparently, no venom is injected. The other 70%, 40% of them, it doesn't amount to much more than a bee sting. That other 30%, that's serious.
According to Michaels, one of the most important things to do when bitten by a snake is to not panic.
Stay calm. I know that can be hard to do, but definitely want to stay calm. Wash the area with soap and water. Remove any constricting clothing or jewelry. If it's your hand, we want rings off. We want watches off. Go to your closest emergency department. There's no home treatment for a venomous snake bite if you're having symptoms.
Knight listed what else not to do when you're bitten. Don't drink alcohol. Don't put the bitten area in ice, and don't apply a tourniquet or cut little X's over the fang marks to suck out the poison.
The best thing you can do if you're bitten is get yourself to the hospital. So the best treatment for snake bite is a set of car keys. If you're anywhere near your car, by all means get to it.
Knight said there are good field guides that people can use to learn to tell venomous snakes from harmless ones. Most snakes try to avoid humans whenever possible, he said, so an encounter will probably be rare. But when going outdoors, it pays to be prepared. This report also can be heard on SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood.